Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm afternoon across Israel, with sunny skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying a clear day, making it perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF home front has restored security guidelines for northern border towns with Lebanon, according to the Jerusalem Post. This comes after civilians were wounded in Hezbollah attacks earlier this hour. Also, Israel has transferred laser and defense systems to the United Arab Emirates. This report from Walla indicates assistance during the war with Iran. Also this hour, the IDF has downed Hezbollah drones and struck dozens of terror targets in Lebanon. JNS reports at least four UAVs were intercepted earlier today. Separately, the U.S. says Iran's ceasefire has terminated hostilities for the war powers deadline. This comes from I-24 News. And finally, an attack on a nun in Jerusalem has sparked outcry as tensions with Christians mount. JTA reports that Hebrew University has called it a troubling pattern. Reaction has been swift on social media. More than 10,000 pro-Palestinian activists aboard aid ships bound for Gaza have been taken to the Greek island of Crete. Al Arabiya, a regional news outlet, reported this development just 2 hours ago. The UK has raised its terror threat level to severe. Middle East 24 reports the British Home Office cited an increased risk from extremism after a recent anti-Semitic attack. The attack on the nun in Jerusalem is not isolated, warns S. Sinijawi, an activist. He states that religious freedom for Christians and Muslims in the city is eroding. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's restoration of security guidelines. The Jerusalem Post reports this decision follows Hezbollah's recent attacks, leading to civilian injuries in northern border towns. The security level is now at yellow, reflecting heightened caution. This move aims to bolster civilian protection amid ongoing tensions. Turning to Israel's transfer of defense systems to the UAE, Walla highlights that this collaboration occurred during the conflict with Iran. The Emirates received this assistance to enhance their defensive capabilities. This move strengthens ties between Israel and the UAE, marking a significant step in regional defense cooperation. Meanwhile, the IDF's actions against Hezbollah drones come after recent escalations. JNS details that four UAVs were intercepted, with targets in Lebanon being struck. This operation aims to reduce threats along the border and secure Israeli airspace. On the diplomatic front, the U.S. comments on Iran's ceasefire. I-24 News reports the ceasefire has ended hostilities for the war powers deadline. This development may influence future U.S.-Iran relations and impact regional stability. Finally, the attack on a nun in Jerusalem raises concerns. JTA notes Hebrew University's response, highlighting rising hostility towards Christians. This incident adds to tensions in the city, affecting interfaith relations. Turning to business and markets. First, the IDF identified the drone threat in time but struggles to neutralize it. Walla Business reports the army recognized the threat 2 years ago, yet equipment remains insufficient on the ground. Separately, SanDisk is experiencing an AI boom with a $160 billion valuation. CTEC reports that flash memory demand is soaring, betting on stability after years of volatility. And finally, Rami Levy faces potential legal trouble. Israel Hayom Business suggests suspicions of report omissions during the holidays could lead to an investigation. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.